The Apostle John, he desires above all things that we prosper, be in health, even as our soul prospers. And what he is really saying, your journey through life, I want it to be blessed of God. I want you to fulfill your purpose. I want you to fulfill the destiny that God has called you to. I want you to do it. I want you to be healthy so you can do it. I want your soul to prosper. And I want you to know today, that's my prayer for all of our covenant partners, our friends, those that feel connected to this ministry. I pray this for you. There will be roadblocks. There will be things that will try to hinder us. And things happen in life. Stuff happens all the time. Last week, we talked about how greed can do it, how we need to be people that give, and we need to be people of the word. Here's another thing that will hinder us, and that's grief. Grief is bereavement over a disastrous outcome. It's being distressed or depressed over loss or losses, the loss of a loved one. It could be a loss of a marriage or health, wealth, or even your dream. So many of you are so thankful that Christmas is over with because it's such a depressing time because all you can see is your losses or those who are not with you any longer. My friend, the spirit of grief is demonic. Now, there is natural grief. There is the grief we all go through when we go through losses. And it's healthy to grieve, but only to a certain point. There's a process, there's a cycle of grief, but there are those that have been grieving things for decades, for weeks and months. I remember one woman, she was sharing about the loss of her mother. And there were people that thought her mother had recently died, the way she was talking, and her mother had been dead for over 30 years. Someone else I met was talking about their ex-husband and what their ex-husband did to them and how horrible it was and the injustices that was done. And I'm thinking that divorce must have happened just recently or at least in the last few years. And it was over 20 years that divorce had happened. Grieving, bereavement, it will keep you stuck. God wants to break the spirit of grief off of you right now in Jesus' name. He said in Isaiah 53, verse 4, speaking of the Messiah, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him smitten of God and afflicted. He carried your grief so you don't have to. In Psalm 30, verse 11, it goes on to say, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. He has come to heal your broken heart today, my friend. God wants you whole. He wants your soul to prosper. And in Jesus' name, I break off that spirit of grief by the name of Jesus. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will let them see, give them eyes to see they have a future and a hope, that there's a better tomorrow, that somewhere in the future they look better than they do right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. My friends, thank you for listening to He's Alive Radio. But I'm asking you, and please hear my heart, if you're a listener, would you become a covenant partner? We need more covenant partners standing with us at this time. If you want your station to remain on the air, we need to hear from you today. Would you write to us? He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net. Let us hear from you. I pray that you would respond. We always have a wonderful coaching CD that we send to you every month. That's one of the blessings. But more importantly, you know that you're making a difference right here in the tri-state area. Have a Jesus-filled Monday.